T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 10th day of January, a busy day, obviously, as the word has leaked out, although it hasn't been officially announced by the Jets. It may be later today, maybe tomorrow, from what I understand, but it is done. And that is, obviously, they have their new coach and how they arrived at that and the repercussions. I know it hasn't been met with. Listen, we know, as we said yesterday, that McCarthy was clearly the overwhelmingly heavy favored candidate for fans. I would say he was probably running 9 out of 10 with the fans from what I could kind of gather. He was running probably, I don't know, maybe 75% or something with the media. So any choice other than McCarthy was going to be greeted the way it's been greeted, that Gaze is going to be the head coach, and Gaze is going to be the head coach. He has been offered the job. He has accepted the job. They just got to make the announcement whenever that is going to be. Could be later today, could be tomorrow. I'm not sure what the Jets are planning to do this. Some of the stuff that was coming out yesterday, as is always the case, was not true. I do know a lot of things that obviously I didn't know yesterday about in the aftermath of it being shared with me. I did tell you from the beginning I knew a lot about Gase. I know what happened to him in Miami. I know that he wasn't going to get fired. He pushed his way out. I also know people who worked very closely with him there and what they thought of him. They thought he was a good coach. They also thought he could be a jerk at times, and he was very hard to get along with. That was his reputation. He got a very big opinion of himself, needed to mature, stuff like that. I've always felt myself, and I told you this, that I thought he had a lot of good qualities as a coach. I'd seen good things from him as a coach. I'd also seen some things that were a little puzzling at times, but that's part of being a young coach. And I told you that I felt from the beginning that, and if I could have had my guy pick the guy I wanted Arians, who is down in Tampa now, and was never interested in the job here. And it never connected. He just never was interested for whatever reason. He was interested in Cleveland. He was interested in Tampa. He was not interested in here. That's just the way it worked out. So be it. He got his job. We'll see how it works out in the future. I thought the Jets had to hire someone who was a head coach. I did not think they could roll the dice on an assistant. They did not do that. They hired a head coach. They might not have hired the head coach that you wanted. So to me, I would have been completely negative on a college coach. If it had been a Kingsbury or a Rule, I would have been dead set against it. I would have been incredibly worried about their staff. I would have been dead set against it. I am not dead set against Gaze. I wasn't from the beginning. I told you that. He was not. Wouldn't have been my first choice. He wouldn't have been my. He would have been my third choice. I would have gone Gaze. I would have gone Arians, McCarthy, Gaze. I wanted a guy who was a head coach. I wanted a guy who could command the team. I wanted a guy who can have gravitas. Now, he might very well have problems with the New York media. He is going to have to change his ways a little bit as far as how he deals with people. You know what? The thing you could cite as the biggest negative here is this is probably the fairest criticism, is that it would probably, in the long run, serve Gase better if he would spend a couple of years after leaving his first head coaching position and having to go back and get a different perspective as a coordinator somewhere else. A lot of guys who have had success wound up doing that. It's obviously the, you know, a lot of people like that model because that's the model Belichick followed. Belichick didn't have a job. So he went back that fourth year that Bill was in New England, and Kraft, ironically, didn't even want to add him to the staff because he didn't want to add a salary. Bill talked him into it. He was not even a coordinator on that staff. He really was a guy who handled the secondary, but also added, obviously, his expertise in all areas, kind of, but really helped develop what became a terrific secondary that year. But remember, Al Groh was the coordinator on that staff. When they left to go to the Jets, Belichick then became the coordinator and the ball, and the number two man, obviously, until we all know what happened with the, you know, resignation from the H, you know, C of the NYJ. We all know, remember that whole thing. But that's the, that is the model everyone looks to. Pete Carroll was his third job. Obviously had success on the college level, but remember, he got fired with the Jets. He got fired with New England. Was his third job. You know, Mangini, who a lot of people compare the tenure of Mangini, because Gase had success, and Mangini had success, and Mangini got himself fired with his temperament, and Gase basically was even one better. He went and pushed the issue to get himself fired. The owner was not firing him. The owner was asking him to make changes, and he was like, I don't have to make these changes. If I don't want, I can work anywhere. Well, that led him to being on the street. And he was right. He got another job. So he probably feels, hey, I proved my point. I was wanted. So it may be, if that's your argument, that it may be a little tougher for him to get the message or get the humility that he needs to back up in how he deals with his players and how he deals with his assistants and how he deals with management, how he deals with the media this second time around, you might be right. And that might cost him. And it will cost him if he doesn't change. This guy has the makings of a good coach. He also has the makings of a guy who's going to self-destruct. He's got both. Now, that's where we are as far as he and the job and what we're looking forward. Let me take you back a little bit and just clear up. Now that I do know some facts, let me give them to you so I can clear up some misconceptions. And I knew nothing about the process until after it was over. Nothing. I admit that. Nothing. I had no information. But now I do know how it was played. I do know how things unfolded, so I can clear up a couple of misconceptions. Number one, Rule never was offered the job. It's not true. No one else was offered the job. It was not true that Rule's the job broke up over Rule and his staff, that they had arguments over that, and that broke the job up after he was going to get the job. It wasn't true. That's from people who were trying to justify that there were rumors yesterday that he had been offered the job. Well, he hadn't been. The job was, according to my information, and it's pretty solid, it's very solid, he was not, no one else was ever offered the job. There were four candidates, serious candidates. Gase, Rule, Monken, and McCarthy. That was it. Those were the four. Those were the four guys that really would, you would consider the, from my information, the serious candidates. Monken, who they said interviewed very, very well, and had a lot of very impressive thoughts. Peyton Manning did call, but they said that that has been overplayed as an important factor. Donald did talk to Gase, been overplayed as an important factor. In their mind, Gase checked off in terms of what they were looking for and what they wanted to hear in terms of plan, in terms of utilization of the talent there, in terms of what kind of talent they wanted to bring in, what kind of staff he wanted to put together, what they expected from Sam. The guy who checked off the most boxes for them was Gase. That's why he got the job. wasn't that they felt he was a better candidate than certain other guys. It's just that they felt for them he checked off more of what they were looking for than anybody else. And they did like that he had experience. They felt that was a positive. A very big positive, and something they were also, and two of the guys did and two of the guys didn't as head coaches. Two guys did have, and obviously, some of the stuff coming out of Green Bay clearly, from my understanding, hurt McCarthy. There was a trail there. There were some angry people with McCarthy. Here's what I would say about this with McCarthy, and it's something that will die over next year. So the best thing McCarthy could do is take his big salary this year, sit back with his family and take a year, and put a year between himself and the Packers, because what I got was there were some guys that went out of their way to make sure they hurt any McCarthy candidacy with stuff that came out of Green Bay. There was some stuff that we all heard. That was, and that's not stuff that's, you know, anything that you would say, oh my, oh. No, just relationship stuff, football stuff, philosophy stuff, game management stuff that clearly hurt him, I think, everywhere in this go-round. There wasn't enough time between what had gone on there. It was too fresh in a lot of people, I think. And I think having him put a year in between it will make him a much more acceptable candidate, a much easier candidate next year. Not that he wasn't a candidate. He was. He clearly was. But it came down to, from what I understand, more than anything else, it wasn't any, you know, one guy wouldn't accept. It wasn't a money thing. Wasn't a power thing. It wasn't that McCarthy made demand. It wasn't McCarthy's demands. They said no to McCarthy. McCarthy didn't make demands that would have cost him the job. He did not. So don't put that on him. He did not do that. They just didn't like some of the things they were hearing. And he also didn't fit exactly their philosophies or what they were looking for going forward. The guy who did the most. And they said there were impressive candidates, from what I understand. There were guys who did a very good job. They were very impressed with Rhule. They were very impressed with Monken. These guys are names you'll hear in the future. There's no doubt that you will. I guess Monken, everywhere he interviewed, did a very, very good job and is now considered a real top list guy next year, a very big guy next year. Because he interviewed exceedingly well everywhere. I supposedly he wowed everybody he talked to. I don't know how many teams he actually saw, but the ones he did, they all thought he was incredibly impressive. He was one of the guys who was a star. The thought I heard was that, and I don't know much about Rhule, but what I got from feedback was this guy will definitely be a head coach in the NFL. That he's clearly got the makings of a head coach. Now, whether he comes in the league before that, he probably won't now that where he is. He'll probably try to make the jump from college as a head coach rather than come in the league as a coordinator. He probably won't do that now. But he will be the feeling was that both Rhule and Monken will be future head coaches. And I don't think anybody doubts McCarthy will be back after a year off, where he's, you know, spending $7 million this year, and a year off is not a bad deal. So he can sit back, spend his money. He talked about how his family all cheered when he told them all he was going to be home for a year. So good for Mike. I mean, I don't think this is going to damage Mike long-term by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think it will, nor does anybody else. So, but it was just a little fresh and a little new, and that's why they wound up with the guy they did. So that's what I know about the process. The staff will be Gase's. He will not be ordered by anybody here in that organization to force staff on him. He will be the one who puts the staff together. There have been no issues there. I don't know what's going on with the defensive coordinator. I know Williams is a guy who's been mentioned. I have not heard anything about that, about any issues with the staff yet. And again, the explanation, more than anything else, he checked off more of the boxes for what they were looking for than anybody else including, obviously, having experience. And it didn't hurt that he was 5-1 against them in the 3 years. You know, he had a winning record against the division. He was 3-3 with the Bills. He was 2-4 with the Pats, which plays to about normal. So he beat them 2 out of 3 times at home. And he was 5-1 against the Jets. So he was 10-8 against the rest of the division when he was there. He played well against the Jets, and he was very good in close games. Now, his team was anything but a juggernaut offensively, as we know. Do I give him credit for what he did in the past with Peyton Manning? Come on, don't be silly. Peyton Manning was a finished product and had his own system. You could have been Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator in Denver. Come on. Mons could have been. I mean, listen, it's Peyton Manning. He could run the offense with his eyes closed. He basically invented the offense. So that's silly. But the ideas that he presented going forward, the stuff he talked about, he is clearly very close. And Peyton Manning takes a very big part of his future. Peyton Manning went out of his way to talk to ownership about him. Obviously, that doesn't hurt you anywhere in this league to have St. Peyton say you're the guy. He did talk to Matt. I mean, he did talk to Donald about everything that, you know, about whatever they talked about. So Sam and he did have conversations. Now, was that an overwhelming factor? No, from what I understand, no. But he did offer them the philosophy they were looking for, talked about it, what he wanted to do, what he thought about what should be brought in here, which is a big key. A big key is how to spend the $90 million. That is a big key. Thoughts on that? Because that's a very big part of what the process is here, is how to put the pieces together. And also the tutelage and the utilization of this young 21-year-old franchise quarterback. So that's where we are. Gase will be your quarterback. I mean, he will be your head coach very, very soon. I watched the Fangio interview today. I think he'll be a fascinating guy to watch. He was very old school, from borrowing a tie to telling the guys in there, hey, I'm not going to explain my defense to you. You wouldn't understand it anyway. I thought that, you know what? Being honest. And about, you know, what kind of team they're going to have. I saw Bruce Arians, who mentioned it's about ownership, it's about quarterback, and it's about coach. Something I've said many, many times, because that's what I've been taught for as long as I can remember in the NFL. You got to be strong down the middle. Owner, coach, quarterback. That's how you win championships. The owner cannot be a detriment. In some places, he can be. The coach, the quarterback, the owner. That's how you get titles. When those all click, you get titles. So I'm sure he wasn't. I didn't hear any of the fan today, so I don't know what was said and not said. I'm sure he wasn't a popular choice. I know everybody wanted McCarthy, so I'm sure Gase wasn't a popular choice. As I told you from my standpoint, I wanted a coach with NFL experience. I thought it was absolutely tantamount that they get one. This would have been my third choice. So it's kind of half a loaf for me. I think Gase, if you ask me about Gase scouting report, and I gave it to you a couple weeks ago, I told you I think he has the makings of a good coach. I think he's just got some self-destruct mechanisms that are very, very visible that have got to be cleaned up. So, and he's the one who has to do it. Your calls when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.